something every day that scares you. Like Argue with Gruber. Here's Steve.
All right, let's get right down to it. Brett Kavanaugh appearing on the story with Martha McCallum on Fox News last night in an exclusive interview. And that actually is an exclusive because not everybody else gets it. You have to know the difference here because everything's not an exclusive and everything's not breaking news. But in this case, it was both. Let's hear from Brett Kavanaugh on the question of sexual assault, period. Go to
Other assault victims say that they've had similar memories where they remembered exactly what happened, but they didn't necessarily remember the events surrounding it. You have categorically denied that this happened. Did anything happen?
No. I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not ever. I've always treated women with dignity and respect. Listen to the people who've known me best through my whole life, the women who've known me since high school, the 65 who overnight signed a letter from high school saying I always treated them with dignity and respect.
And then you've got Ronan Farrow and the New Yorker putting out a piece that wouldn't pass any ethical journalistic standard. Joining me, Byron Henry, attorney at Chief and Stone, constitutional scholar. Byron, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Steve.
The attacks continue. You know, I'm appalled. What I'm really appalled by, though, most at the moment, is the fact that there's not one good, decent Democrat saying, whoa, we're out of bounds here. This is wrong. There's not one corroborating witness anywhere for any of this so far. What do you make of it?
Well, the first thing I'd make of it is, of course, legally, there's nothing here, not anything whatsoever. Politically, I think the left, to the extent this was somehow coordinated, both either intentionally or just thrown together, and the media is just cooperating with the left in pushing this smear campaign against Judge Kavanaugh, it actually helps the Judge Kavanaugh's prospects of being confirmed that all these latecomers and are jumping on the bandwagon and throwing out accusations that either can't be not only not confirmed but can't even be backed up, not backed up.
Well, when you look at Dr. Ford here claimed with her therapist she was attacked by four men. Well, that was a mistake. There are actually two men. There were four men at the house. No, actually there were three guys at the house according to the last testimony. And your good friend, a woman, Ingham. And she says, no, I have no idea what she's talking about. I was never at any such party. So there's not one bit of corroboration. And now we see her lawyer saying, well, we don't feel that she's going to be treated fairly. So they're starting to waffle anyway to try to get out of this deal because they're going to look like fools. And then the Ramirez woman, well, he might have. She's calling her friends last week. Hey, do you remember this happening? I think this might have happened. I think it might have been Brett Kavanaugh, but I'm not sure. And the New Yorker goes with that. Even the New York Times reached out to dozens of people, could find no confirmation whatsoever. But the damage is done, isn't it?
The damage is done. And just what I was thinking was that had they just stuck with the Ford allegations and there was actual testimony, the actual Brett Kavanaugh's fate might have rested on how that actually went on national TV. But now I'm hearing and reading both that Republicans and conservatives are actually basically coalescing behind Judge Kavanaugh after these allegations have come out because they believe now that it is confirmed that it was just kind of a political stunt as opposed to legitimate claims that deserved actually looking into. And because of obviously the people keep throwing in credible allegations, I don't know how they're possibly credible. I mean, if these are credible allegations, then every allegation is credible because not only, as you said, are these not confirmable, but the evidence is actually rebuking these allegations, actually confirming the opposite.
You know, and it's just awful. You know, I don't want to live in an America where all it takes is an accusation. Well, we must believe the women, as Senator Hirono, Mazie Hirono said. Just shut up. Men should just sit down and shut up, right? Because women never lie. You've been in the courtroom, Byron. You're an attorney. Women never lie, right? Tell me.
Well, politically right now, the mood, at least on the left, is that not only do women not lie, but that the men are lying. So it's actually a double-edged sword there, that the women don't lie, the men are lying, and that's why they should shut up, because anything they say is just going to be accusing the victim or victim-shaming or bullying in some form or fashion. So I don't understand really. From a legal standpoint, of course, none of this holds water. That's why you can get away with this, just write stories and hope to derail a confirmation. Obviously, this isn't a court of law. This would be laughed out of any district attorney's office. That's why there's no traction whatsoever with law enforcement on any of these old a baseless allegation.
Yeah, what about these demands, these ongoing demands? The FBI must investigate. The FBI must investigate what? We've already seen that every person that they've talked to has no recollection of any such party, has no confirmation of any such get-together or of Brett Kavanaugh doing any of these things he's accused of. In fact, Brett Kavanaugh, I feel kind of sorry for. He had to go on national television last night and say that he was a virgin until after college. You know, that's pretty personal. That's pretty intimate, don't you think?
Certainly, and now I'm hearing things basically throwing them under the bus for that, which is, of course, the politics of the left as well, thinking that there's no way that's true, or if it is true, that proves that he must have been up to something no good. If he's that kind of person, I find it remarkable that a person can. People don't find it probative on how a man comports himself with women is not relevant to the fact that he comports himself with women well. The fact that he doesn't have sexual relations with a woman until well after his into college or well after his high school years is certainly relevant to how he behaves sexually around women.
Right. He's not. That's not. You know, virgins are general. As a general rule, I'm going to guess. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Not predators when it comes to sexual, you know, behavior. In my guess. Now, I could be far afield here, but that's what I would take from that, Byron. Byron Henry here, constitutional scholar. In the end, what do you think happens here? What's your prediction here? I mean, it seems to me that Chuck Grassley let this process get a bit out of hand, but on the same token, he had to let it flow through to some extent, because if he did not, he'd have been accused of ramming it through. So he's taken the time, and now you've got our good friend, the sleazy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti, says he's got proof of gang rape. So I'm like, come on, really? This is what you're going with? Tawdry gang rape allegations and roofies and all that nonsense? Where do we go?
Let's just think of it this way. He's been through six FBI investigations, including one to be staff secretary to the president, to basically sit in the inner circle with the president of the United States and to be a D.C. Circuit Court judge for life. So we know that he's been through the ringer. None of this ever came up. And with these new allegations, I gave it 50-50 before the new allegations, but now I actually believe that Republicans are going to come together and have the hearing on Thursday, if there is a hearing. I'm still probably a little bit less than 50-50 now that there is actually a hearing, and there's probably more likely going to be a vote on Thursday to move his nomination to the floor. And I suspect now that his chances have improved to better than 50-50 to go ahead and get confirmed.
Because of the behavior of the Democrats, it solidified the possibility. Now, here's my question to you, because the way I see this in part is that the Democrats and the liberals and the progressives have, since the 9th of November 2016, tried to delegitimize this president. Now it seems to me they're trying to delegitimize the Supreme Court and tar and feather this guy so that there can be great pushback if there's ever a court case that touches on abortion, Roe v. Wade, that sort of thing. And that I find that frightening, that the left is more than happy to delegitimize the institutions of America, but that's how it appears. Am I right or wrong?
Well, certainly it does them good to try to get rid of Kavanaugh, derail the process, try to take back the Senate, I guess, and hold that seat open. The problem is that it didn't work with Clarence Thomas. His vote still counted in all his cases, and it hasn't worked so far with Justice Gorsuch. All his votes have counted in all his cases. So I suspect if Judge Kavanaugh is on the Supreme Court as Justice Kavanaugh, any attempts to delegitimize the court will be met with the same fate. Justice Kavanaugh's vote will count the same as all the others, and whether it's 5-4 or 9-0, all the decisions will carry the force of law.
Yeah, the win's the win.
I don't know anything of a half vote at the Supreme Court. Never heard of such a thing, but my view is that that's not going to work in the end.
Byron Henry, always a good conversation. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Byron Henry. When we come back, Dr. John Lott weighing in as the conversation continues on The Steve Gruber Show.
If you want Michigan's lowest cost per gallon, you want Yellow Hose's E85. Yellow Hose fuel is renewable fuel, and it's produced right here in Michigan. The Renewable Fuels Association says ethanol is the cleanest and most affordable source of octane on the market. Get better performance and the lowest cost per gallon in Michigan. E85 is available at more than 45 Yellow Hose stations statewide. Find a station near you at yellowhose.com. That's yellowhose.com. Or download the Yellow Hose app.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.